From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Europe braces for a new wave of refugees. The word has gotten out that passage through Hungary is now easier for migrants. Hundreds arrived by train Sunday in Vienna. Officials in Hungary have decided to allow thousands of stranded refugees to travel by train to the border. European Union foreign policy head Federica Mogherini says the crisis is not just for several countries.
And I hope finally, we all realize that these people are coming to Europe. They're not coming to one or the other member states. They're coming to Europe.
Federica Mogherini. Kurdish militants attacked a convoy of Turkish troops Sunday near the borders with Iran and Iraq. Guerrillas from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, say they killed 15 soldiers when they fired on two military vehicles in Hakkari province. The death toll has not been independently confirmed. South Sudan's rebel leader says his group will ratify a recently signed peace agreement on Tuesday. Former Vice President Riek Machar told VOA he is committed to the full implementation of the agreement, but he said he has petitioned mediators and regional leaders about the government's violations of the agreement. Both sides have accused each other of violating the ceasefire. Guatemala is holding a general election. The vote comes in the wake of a corruption scandal that triggered the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina late last week. Sunday's presidential, congressional, and municipal elections are for a four-year term that will begin in 2016. Until then, former Vice President Alejandro Maldonado will lead Guatemala. For more on these stories, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A team of experts is rejecting explanations by the Mexican government of the apparent kidnapping and killing of 43 college students last year. Mexican investigators claim that the students were burned in a garbage dump in a case of mistaken identity. But a new look by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights concludes there was no evidence for that. The new report says the fate of the Iguala students remains a mystery. Thailand's military-backed legislature has voted down an unpopular draft constitution delaying general elections. Ron Corbin reports.
A 36-member constitution drafting committee spent almost 12 months drafting the document, but faced growing opposition over restrictions on political parties and lack of public debate. If the charter had passed, a national referendum was to be held in the months ahead, with national elections in 2016. Now, a new 21-member drafting committee has 6 months to redraw the constitution before a referendum and elections likely in 2017. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
A new wave of Saudi-led airstrikes struck Houthi positions in Yemen's capital on Sunday. Jets bombed Houthi military positions and Yemeni army bases in Sana'a. The bombardment follows a Houthi attack that killed more than 60 ground troops from the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen. Those troops were supported by forces loyal to exiled President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi. UAE leaders had vowed retaliation for the deaths. Yemeni media reports dozens of civilians killed in Saudi-led strikes on Saturday. 10 people are reported dead and an unknown number missing after a charter fishing boat capsized off the southeastern coast of South Korea. Saturday night, one survivor told the Yonhap news agency that the boat capsized in an instant due to strong waves. A group of 20 finance ministers and central bank chiefs say global economic growth is slower than they had expected, but they say they are confident that a worldwide economic recovery will gain momentum. In the final communique of a two-day meeting in the Turkish capital, Ankara, top finance officials from the G20 nations promised to take decisive action to keep the economic recovery going. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine was not broken this past week. Mr. Poroshenko says no Ukrainian soldiers were killed in combat over the last 7 days. That is the first time that has happened since the Western Brokered Agreement was signed in February. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.